The average NBA salary is $5 million per season. That's more than Major League Baseball and NFL players earn on average, but there are only 400 jobs in the NBA. And for players just one notch below, in the NBA Development League, well, the glamour and the money fade pretty quickly. Rowan Moore Garrity reports from Santa Cruz, home of the D-League affiliate of the NBA's Golden State Warriors.
On the court, the Santa Cruz Warriors feel every bit like an NBA team, with towering players sinking dunks and three-pointers and cheering fans in face paint. Off the court, it's a different story. The players ride a bus or fly coach to away games. They buy their own sneakers. There's no weight room at the Kaiser Permanente Arena, so they work out in a hallway, doing pull-ups from a beam in the ceiling. But no matter who you ask, most players would change one thing.
The pay.
Mo Baker is a guard in his eighth season in the D-League. He has more steals and more minutes played than any D-League player in history. Baker's salary has topped out at $25,000 for a six-month season. Rookies make $13,000.
The money you make in the D-League season, you can survive off of it, but it's going to run out real quick.
Baker says he's earned more playing abroad in the Philippines, Turkey, and France.
Some guys can make a D-League salary in 1 month going overseas.
Despite the difference in pay, though, some players prefer to play for D-League teams like the Santa Cruz Warriors. Baker says what the D-League offers is the chance to play regularly in front of NBA scouts.
Here every night, there's NBA scouts in the building. I'm here every day trying to get one person to like what I do and then try to give me that call, give me that look or something.
When NBA teams see something they need, D-League players get a call-up, a 10-day contract to play in the NBA. A few, like Jeremy Lin and Chris Anderson, have gone on to become NBA stars. That outcome is pretty rare. So Santa Cruz coach Casey Hill says players weigh other factors, too.
The decision really ends up coming down to, am I comfortable with going and playing in a foreign country that they don't speak my language? I don't know if they're going to pay me. There's so many unknowns with going overseas that guys just kind of get scared away.
Even for players without NBA prospects, Hill says playing in the D-League can be a useful bargaining chip.
They'll play a year in the D-League to get that on their resume, to get their numbers up, and they'll use those numbers to go get a good deal in Europe.
Some analysts are more cynical. Jonathan Gavoni owns the basketball site DraftExpress.com. He says there are only so many spots on European teams.
They don't have a market. 80 to 90% of the players that are in the D-League are in the D-League because they have nowhere else to be.
He says the D-League's focus on call-ups hurts the quality of play.
It's the only league in the world that I know of where wins and losses isn't really the goal. In the back of the player's head, you know, like they're saying, I'm coming here to get noticed.
Gavoni says that leads to poor defense and extremely high scores. Still, more D-League players are getting noticed. The number of call-ups has grown from just a handful in the league's first year to more than 30 last season. And it's not just players. D-League president Dan Reed says more than half of NBA refs were hired directly out of the D-League.
The NBA D-League is a platform for coaches, for players, for referees, for dance team members, for front office executives, for salespeople, for broadcasters.
Reed says one reason for that is that the NBA actually owns the D-League.
We're the only minor league for a major sport that's actually controlled by the major league.
And that relationship is only growing closer. More and more NBA teams are directly managing D-League affiliates. In Santa Cruz, the Golden State Warriors decide everything from the plays coaches run in practice to who ends up on the training staff. In the twilight of his playing career, that's the kind of opportunity Mo Baker is hoping for.
I built a lot of relationships with the Golden State Warriors people, so never know, I might be able to help them out on coaching, scout, do something, helping out the team. And all I know is basketball. That's my life right there. I got to do something around the basketball court.
2 weeks after we spoke, Mo Baker was waived from the Santa Cruz roster, only to be reacquired by the Warriors. Baker says he's looking forward to the next phase of his basketball career. For now, though, he's still playing ball in the D-League. For Only a Game, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Santa Cruz.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week is from ESPN writer Tommy Tomlinson, who describes the time former North Carolina head coach Dean Smith was angry at the game officials. They hadn't allowed him to make a substitution at a key time.
And so Dean ran down to the scores table, banged the scores table, accidentally banged the little button that changes the score, and gave his own team 20 extra points.
Now that's coaching. No wonder they won so often. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.